The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Relations Slips with Dr. Bobby Sommer and Lori Lynn Mann. Both of your hosts are looking at relationships from opposite sides. Dr. Bobby Sommer has been married for over 50 years, while Lori Lynn Mann is involved in the dating world. Through their experiences, that of their amazing guests, and you, will show how to live through your spirit and with your ego. Now, here is Dr. Bobby and Lori.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bobby Sommer. I'm here with Lori Lynn, and she's going to just chime in a few moments, put her two cents in as always, right?
Oh, yeah. We're talking about relation slips. Come on, Bobby. This is what we talk about.
Exactly. And we're going to talk about one of the biggest things in relationships, and that is transitions. And how do we all manage transitions? The truth is, we cannot not have transition. It's a given, because everything's going to change. The only thing we can bank on in a relationship is it's going to change.
Oh, yeah. Do not be in denial about that one. Things change, and we don't like change.
No, we hate it. We hate it.
Individuals hate it. We don't like it in ourselves. We don't like it in the dinner seating arrangements at the table. That's my seat. Yeah. We like our friends and our partners to stay the same because it's predictable.
And therefore, it is secure forever.
Yeah.
Which is the fantasy we all buy into.
Sounds a little boring sometimes to me. Kind of like a little excitement, but most people, I think, make excitement synonymous with chaos.
Yes.
And discomfort.
Yes. Yes.
So we're all about managing that feeling.
Yeah, because it's going to happen to all of us. We don't have a choice. We don't get a vote about it. So we talk about the spirit and the ego. The spirit is a part of us we define as that part of us which is energy giving. It is always moving. It's dynamic. It's inventive. It's creative. And then the ego is a reflection of how we see ourselves taking that energy given to us by the spirit and then putting it into real action in our lives. So when we come into a transition, oftentimes the ego is like, oh, whoa, wait a minute. You know, I mean, I know I have the answers for these questions. You're going to change the questions now? This is not fair.
Don't do that to a live guest usually, right?
Oh, exactly. So we talk about how we do shift from stage to stage. You know, I have a saying in my life I love is learning how to get your shift together. Because we're going to shift all the time, like it or not.
Shift happens.
I like that. So it's more like about how we learn to manage this thing called transitions. And sometimes the transitions are abrupt, and sometimes they're very slow, and we hardly even know it until we're into them. I know I was talking to one of my patients not too long ago, and she is just turning 40. And suddenly she was like, oh my gosh, my eggs are getting old. And I'm like,
I've heard that one.
What? Your eggs are getting, my eggs are getting old. And I, you know, I've got to do something about it. This is ridiculous. Before you know, I'm going to be 50 and then 60 and then, on she goes.
Oh, yeah, the clock. Tick, tick, tick.
And it truly is a clock. So that can bring on a really abrupt transition because suddenly we realize, there's a milestone here. I'm not where I thought I need to be, should be, want to be. What if we're telling ourselves? So there's also the ego goes into double time. It's like, okay. So first we get very ardent and our energy gets dissipated and scattered and all over the place. And then finally we kind of settle into a place which is called animated, which we now have lots of energy, but we can focus and channel
focused.
And manage that. manage that inevitable change, that inevitable shift?
Change. You know, we see this played out in the media, and that's what we love having live guests on the show that have been in the media limelight, especially reality TV stars, because reality TV is quote-unquote unscripted.
Yeah.
And so you're seeing people's real personalities played out, and then when they're interviewed after their series is over, like, what is life like for them now? A lot of reality stars transition, our keyword for today's show, our topic for today, into a different career, or they segue it into something else that parlays into a nice transition in the media limelight, so on and so forth. Some go back to basics, but it's never back to basics after you've been in the limelight, is it?
No, it's not. It's not. And of course, ideally, we'd all love our transition to be smooth, just like we all want our transmissions in our car to be very smooth and really nice and, you know, never get stuck in a gear. But we do. We all get stuck in gears sometimes.
Oh, yeah. You gotta bend it, twerk it, make it smooth again. But life isn't always smooth, is it? There are bends and twerks in the road, and we have to transition with them even when it's not comfortable for us. So today we are so excited because we have another live in-studio guest, Claire Crawley from ABC's The Bachelor and Bachelor in Paradise. Claire joined us on our very first show a while back when we introduced the concept of ego and spirit. And so she's this reality TV star who, you know, dated a guy in public, in the public limelight through a reality TV show, a competition, basically, The Bachelor.
Right.
And Bachelor in Paradise, where you're dating, you're being very vulnerable in a reality TV era where there's cameras everywhere. But people become fascinated with you and follow you via Twitter and Instagram and all these things. Well, how do you transition back to the real world? So today I want to welcome Claire. Claire, are you with us now?
I sure am.
Hey, there she is.
There you are. Hey. Hi, Claire.
So
good to have you.
So good to be back to you guys.
You're the best because, you know, you have a lot to say about transition. I mean, you transitioned out of, you know, dating somebody in the limelight and then going on a couple other programs after that. And that, you know, segued further. But, you know, what has it been like for you, Claire, to transition back to, you're back in Sacramento, right?
I am back in Sacramento for the most part. You know what? The transition was actually very difficult for me because I didn't go on the show to be a star, to be famous, or to be well-known. I didn't go on it for that. I went on for love. And so, which is very nice of me,
yeah.
But I did. And it's been hard because with that reality show comes that, like you were saying, that following of Twitter and Instagram and all the social media where people look up to you and kind of look at you for, you know, what are you wearing or what lipstick is that or how do you, would you respond to this, Claire? And it's a different situation for me that I didn't expect.
Yeah, and you know why, too? I think sometimes the term reality show is kind of an oxymoron. Whose reality is it? I mean, it's, yes, it's supposedly what people do spontaneously when they haven't had a chance to rehearse it. But, you know, I think it's almost impossible for us to be fast on our feet all the time and make the so-called right choice at the right moment. We do the best we can.
Oh, yeah. And like, how do people react to you after you've come back into town? And do they have different expectations for you? And can they transition?
Exactly.
Right?
Totally. I mean, and that's the thing is that coming back, I mean, I am still the same Claire at heart, but it's a whole new life experience that I went through that not that many people get the opportunity to go through. And
right.
So it's kind of like, I do have a whole new perspective on things, so I am different. I went through a change, a huge change in my life, and it was, as I told you guys before in our previous conversations, it was super pivotal for me in my life. And so I am a different Claire. Same Claire, but a new Claire, and kind of like a grown Claire.
Yeah, well, and I think that's what happens when we have these experiences, that we shift from one place to another. Hopefully we learn as we go along, and I think somewhere along the line you certainly realize, whoa, wait a minute, I can expect more from Claire. I can give more, and I expect to get more.
Exactly,
so, that's a good
thing. It kind of opens your eyes to that, yeah. It's such a good thing.
Yeah, well, what has it been like for friendships, for people that were in your circle before who wanted to be in your circle after? I mean, was there a transition for you from coming out of reality TV back to your old circles?
It's, you know what's funny? It's crazy to me, the people that pop back into your life when, you know, whether it be old friends from high school or old boyfriends even, or that kind of thing, that it's like, oh, yeah. Hey, Claire, what's up? But the glory to me is that I had such a tight-knit, close circle of friends prior to going on the show, and that I promised myself personally that those who had my back before the show, I have their back now. And we still, it's probably brought us closer together because I do value their friendships. And I know for a fact, I'm such an open person in general that I know for a fact those people, I can spill my guts to them to this second. Yes. And I know none of them will sell me out, and because it's that solid friendship, you know, and that's what matters to me. I don't care if the girls from high school who I was never really friends with, or the acquaintances or the ex-boyfriends, I could really, not to be rude, but their value doesn't hold a lot of weight with me, because what matters is the people who were here for me when it mattered to me the most, when I needed them, when I was nobody, Claire, you know?
Exactly. And I think also what I'm hearing you say, putting words in your mouth here, is trust.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a circle of friends you can absolutely trust.
You're lucky with that, Claire. There's a lot of people who can't trust a lot of people in their lives, especially those that experience celebrity. So today we're talking about transition and how to manage transition. And then trust is one tool, one way of managing it. Is, can you trust?
Exactly.
And can people trust you?
If you can't, then can you learn to trust?
I think that's word, like you guys say, is trust. It's being able to trust yourself and to trust your gut.
Bingo.
And to know, do these people have my back, or do these people, can I trust them? And having that kind of radar for that, like, are you trustworthy? Do you deserve my trust? And owning it, having it, and kind of having that radar for it.
So, I mean, Claire, you're our spokesgal today for about the reality TV world and transitioning out of that, and then how do you trust others, and how can others trust you and being who you are. But I think those listening to today's program can really relate to transition on multiple levels. Maybe they weren't a reality star like you are, but they think they know you very well because you are so forthcoming. Yeah. That's why we love you so much.
Yeah.
But transitioning, you know, in many, many ways in our life can be into a new relationship or out of a relationship, into a new career, into a different one, into a new community, buying a new house, changing the neighborhood.
Having a child. That'll do it.
Kicking an old
habit.
It's unavoidable.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think the target word here is, we're going to circle right back, is like, can you trust yourself in that dynamic, in managing your the resolutions toward, you know, working through this change, and can you trust that others will treat you the same or different? I mean, that's a tough one, Bobby.
It really is tough, and I think we have to really look and see what our expectations are for ourselves and for others. So we'll come back after a while and talk more about that. I think it's a very vital thing for all the listeners to really put on your thinking caps for a minute and think about, what is transition for me? What's it like, particularly if I'm in a relationship or I'm thinking about entering into one? How do I begin to prepare myself and the other person for an upcoming transition?
Oh, yeah. So if you're listening to the show right now live, I want you to go on our Facebook page, Relation Slips, and start commenting on transition. What is transition like for you? What have you experienced? What are your fears? Or you can tweet us. Go on Twitter and just type in Relation Slips, and you'll find us right there with my picture and Bobby's on the banner, Relation Slips. And go ahead and just give us your messages. Direct message us or post it publicly. Or send us emails to our personal websites, because we want to hear from you. And if you have questions for Claire Crawley, I want you to go ahead and give us those too, because, you know, she's an open book. That's why we love her so much.
Absolutely.
So we're getting ready for the break, so stay tuned, and don't forget to tweet us. We'll talk to you in just a bit.
Stimulating talk,
it gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Dance Talk Radio has come to Voice America. Join host Tracy Marciniak and her celebrity guests every week for a show that takes you inside the world of dance. What's it like working with stars like Katy Perry and Taylor Swift? The experts share their stories and the behind-the-scenes secrets. plus inside tips to become a better dancer, instructor, or studio owner. Dance on over to the Voice America Variety Channel every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific for Dance Talk Radio.
What can you find on Get Real Radio? Well, quite honestly, who you really are. Join host James Robinson each week for a program designed to reveal more about yourself and your world through words of wisdom and profound guests. You'll discover more about the spiritual movement and how it can work with you and alert you to problems you may not be aware of. It will educate, titillate, and enlighten your mind. Get Real Radio is broadcast live every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. This could end up being the best time of your week.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
You are listening to Relation Slips. To reach Dr. Bobby Sommer, Lori Lynn Mann, or their guest today, call into the show at 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. Now back to Relation Slips.
All right, welcome back to the show of Relation Slips. I'm Lori Lynn here with my co-host Dr. Bobby, and we're talking today about transition. Mostly how to manage transition. And one of the buzzwords with that is the word trust. Trusting yourself with others, trusting yourself with yourself, knowing who you are during this transition and staying firm to that, I think, Bobby, is the trick.
And I think we can also trust ourselves to say at times we're not going to feel terribly positive. But, you know, the old thing about fake it till you make it's very true. I can say to myself, hey, look, you can't fight this change. There's nothing to win here. So taking a deep breath. Okay, and I always ask myself, how do I want this to end? Sometimes it's best to start at the end and work your way back.
I think so. And in terms of how we want it to end, I mean, knowing that this is a choice that you made and standing by your choice. I think we often get swayed by other people's opinions about don't change, don't do that, don't move, don't take on this new career. Wah, 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 blah, blah, blah. What is going on there, Bobby? I mean, I think what's happening is people want us to stay the same. And it's the comfortable predictability that we talked about before.
Absolutely.
But you have to stay true to who you are. We've got Claire Crawley on with us today from ABC's The Bachelor and Bachelor in Paradise. And Claire, you know who you are, yeah, a little bit?
You just call it Claire Dice, Bachelor in Claire. Did I hear that right?
I'm gonna create a new hashtag because I think you are Claire Dice. See, we like words here, relationships, relation slips,
yep.
Claire in Paradise, and welcome to Claire Dice, people. You're listening live.
I can so relate to so much of it, though, and exactly what everybody's talking about. I can totally relate, and I think it doesn't discriminate. Change does discriminate like that because we all have it. We all have it.
Speaking of all having it, we are getting a flood of Facebook comments right now. So let me go to our page here and check out some of the comments and direct messages we've gotten. So I asked people, you know, what is transition like for you? What do you think about it? Are there make it and break it moments for you? How do you manage it? And a lot of people are saying that retirement or job transfer or community transfer to a different area is a transition. Having a new roommate is a transition. Let's see some of the fun ones here. Lindsay says change is relative. Jen talks about retirement being the big one. Let's see what we got here. Bobby says transition looks different for everyone and it varies. It's anything that is a change from a constant rhythm in life. I like that,
yeah,
Bobby.
I do too.
I think Bobby understands ego and spirit. So when we talk about ego and spirit on this show, we're talking about that balance. There's like a yin and yang that we have. We have an energetic state that's our creative, giving part of us. That's called the spirit. And we have the ego, which drives us to making decisions.
Right.
It's really the driver behind the engine.
Yeah, well, the spirit's job is to create, manifest, and produce the energy, and it then gives it to the ego, a nice thing to give you, and then the ego decides, what am I going to do with this? So it depends on where I am with my ego state. If I'm feeling very guarded and not trusting, I will do one thing with it. If I feel more vulnerable, more fragile, a bit on the defensive side, I'll handle it differently. But where I want to be is someplace there in the middle where I can be mature enough to say, okay, rationally, what do I want to do with all this energy I have? How do I focus it?
Yeah, and you're going to get some slack from other people when you start to make that transition. So if you say, I remember when I moved, I was a West Coast girl and I moved to New York City. And I remember preparing for, I think the biggest preparation for that change was for me to tell people that this was happening.
Yeah.
This is what's going to happen. People couldn't accept that, no, you're a California girl. You can't go to New York.
There snows in New York,
yeah,
for goodness sakes.
And don't go because you're our Cali girl. And I said, no, I'm going to do it. I already made my mind up. So I had to make sure I was centered in my mind, body, and spirit to present this information to people and to be prepared because I knew I was going to get comments from people saying, don't do it, it's a mistake. You'll hate it. I loved it. Love New York City.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Very glad I made that choice.
So I'm wondering, Claire, for you, coming back mm-hmm. into your career and picking up your life, did you find other people, either number one, were very curious about how you changed, how you transitioned, or number two, somewhat threatened? Did they want you to kind of go back to where the good old Claire they used to know?
Yeah, I mean, did you change? I don't even think she did, but people might think you did because you were on TV. They might just assume, she's Hollywood now.
Oh, gosh. I can't even tell you the stories. But to kind of touch back on what you said, to go back a second, when I first left for The Bachelor, I had a family member tell me, you can't do that. Like, don't forget, Claire. Like, you have anxiety. You're going to freak out. You can't do this, Claire. You're going to freak out. And I remember looking at her in the face and saying, you would freak out. It scares you. It still has changed, but it doesn't scare me. Like, I'm still going to do it. And so I think people's responses, like when you were moving to New York or that kind of thing, it's their fears, it's their phobias, it's their, what would they do and how would they react? They're probably stuck in California, or they are afraid to move, or they can't move, you know? So that was a huge transition for me to make that jump and go, it doesn't scare me, and change, I welcomed it. I totally welcomed it. So as far as coming back from The Bachelor, I definitely still try my best to stay true to Claire who I have always been. And that's the Claire that's goofy and awkward and says inappropriate things and speaks my mind and, awkward times and, you know, that kind of stuff. So I try so hard to remain myself. But when you go through such a change like that, you still have to remind people to be like, I'm still the same Claire. And I've gotten it a couple times where people think because I am a little bit more in the spotlight now that they think I can, like, quote unquote, take things better or deal with criticism better. And the truth is, I can a little bit, but I'm still human. Things still hurt. And when people bash on social media or bully on social media, it still hurts to an extent. Or when even family members or friends say, oh, you miss Hollywood now. It's like, no, you're insecure. You're feeling weird about it. I'm still the same Claire.
Yeah, it's almost like people have expectations of us. You know, it was like, I've known you since you were a little girl. I would take a picture with my metal mind, my click, my camera, and I said, that's how Claire is. She's been that way since she was four. She's just exactly how she is. So later on, when you transition and move into a different place, you start to say, hey, wait a minute. I deserve better. I'm worth it. I'm going to put forth energy. I want this stuff back. People are like, well, no, Claire, no, this is not, I mean, you've really changed. This is not you. You say, yep, it is the new me.
Guess what?
It's still me. Exactly. And guess what? Like, maybe I'm different now because I would have put up with your BS before, and now I don't. But it's the new me. And, like, it's a positive thing. It's nothing wrong with it, you know? Ever evolving.
So the tool that I think Claire is really demonstrating is that she voiced it. She said, okay, this is what's happening with me. This is who I am. Rather than letting people project what they already think you are.
I think so.
Voicing it would be one tool, Bobby, right? To vocalize.
A major tool, particularly in a relationship. If you tell your significant other, you know, I know I used to be this way and that's how I liked it, but now I'm learning something new and I am going to definitely change this. And so they'll look at you like, well, how are you going to change? Well, I'm not sure, but I want you to know, bear with me because I'll be feeling my way along as I go, but I know I can feel the change inside of myself. So I think, you know, and being invitational with your partners, you know, invite them to say, hey, let's talk about what it would be like if we both decide to change a little bit here and there. How would that be for us?
So, like, what would be an example, Bobby? Like, I think we could have some take-homes here. So, let's say one spouse gets a job transfer,
yep,
and they have to discuss it as a team first, and the other spouse is fearful that person will change because maybe they have a higher position at a company or they have authority.
Or the person who's having fear is having to leave their family. They're known. They're what's known.
They're
is
local.
Familiar.
Yeah, their local friend group, their friend circle. Maybe they're in a yoga studio there. They don't want to leave.
Suppose I get to Cincinnati. I don't know anybody.
So there's fear, and so you have to discuss it. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So for you, Claire, coming back into your career again, did you find that people sometimes found it difficult to believe that you had in fact changed in many ways, and yet here's a paradox. You're still Claire, but you've modified considerably how you view yourself.
Yeah, you know what? My biggest thing is that there's things that I have insecurities about, but one thing that I'm really, really confident about is that I am and will always try to be the best Claire and remain the same person in my heart and have the same values in my heart that I've always had that I was raised with.
Yeah,
and
consistency.
How I treat people is no different. Yeah, I may have a different experience in life, but things like that, it's like, for me, it's living in that and just whether the world is changing and people are changing, it's having that grounded self within me to say, like, I know I'm the same. Everything can change. People can change. But I know what I have, and I know who I am.
Exactly. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think the people that love me and the people that love, like you were saying, whether it's a new yoga studio or whether it's a new house or a new city, it's the people that love you and that embrace who you are as a person, I think, accept that. And the people who fight it and have an issue with it, well, who's to decide that, you know?
Exactly.
Speaking of decisions, we just got a message on Twitter regarding you, Claire. Joe wants to know, what is dating like for you now? He says, I doubt it has been the same now that you've been in the limelight.
You know what? Dating is awful. Is it okay if
Wait.
I say that? Dating is awful for me right now. Because
Claire, tell us how you really feel.
Fantastic.
Here's my thing, you guys. People always tell me, they're like, oh, I bet you have guys falling at your feet. Or I bet, and to an extent, I guess there's those guys who reach out and stuff. But to me, the most important thing is somebody who sees Claire for awkward, geeky, Golden Girls loving, awkward Claire.
She loves Golden Girls.
Yeah, love the Golden Girls. That's a whole other topic. But I want that man who says, you're in sweats and you're beautiful. Your hair is gross and you're beautiful. You have your makeup on and you're crying and you're hideous and you're beautiful. You know,
maybe maybe a guy that hasn't seen the show.
Yes, and that's that fine line of, okay, you think you know who Claire is. You think you've seen Claire, but you've seen an edited version of that. And so my biggest thing is I just want somebody to see Claire Bear and to see, you know, vulnerable Claire who cries when I have a rough day and that kind of thing, and not so much tough Claire. I want somebody to see the authentic Claire and the real Claire and then make it happen. And from there, I mean, I think what I come across lately is just a lot of who they think Claire is, and I don't want to date those guys because they want to date an edited version maybe of Claire, and that's not who I am every day.
I like how you say that. Maybe we should do a thing called being your own editor of life.
Ooh,
because you're the one to edit your own life better than anybody else. Mm-hmm. And edit means, by definition, we may change some things around.
You know what, Bobby? I love that analogy because a photographer or a videographer or filmmaker, for instance, has a vision and films something, and they choose an editor who's not familiar, for instance, and goes in the edit and changes things. there is really this discomfort because there isn't some sort of semblance there. There's a change in the theme or the tone of the movie, for instance. So be your own editor in your life. Don't let someone else change the tone
or
the rhythm.
That's so true.
Mm.
So go ahead and tweet us, guys. Go ahead and reach out. Claire, we're getting lots of messages to you and to our Facebook page about transition. So when we come back from the break, we're going to read about a couple of these stories about transition. Don't forget to tweet us at @relationslips, facebook.com, a Relation Slips radio show. Stay tuned and we'll talk more to Claire Crawley from The Bachelor after the break.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com. Do you feel like you are alone in a desert? Often we feel alone with no place to turn for help and guidance in our troubles that always seem to be so overwhelming. Stop. Take an hour each week to tune in to Stream in the Desert with Dr. Rita Huang. Dr. Rita will share stories of people just like you, intended for you to find some inspiration in their problems and solutions. The most important thing is that you are not alone. Others have been in the same place. Share some time with us every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 a.m. Pacific, and on demand on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Museums are great places to work and wonderful places to visit. But are they essential? How can we improve our museum practice so that museums remain vital and essential players in society? Listen for Museum Life with host Carol Bossert, where each week we'll discuss timely and topical issues of concern to the museum community. Museum Life can be heard live every Friday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Follow us on Twitter at Voice America TRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's Voice America TRN.
You are listening to Relation Slips. To reach Dr. Bobby Sommer, Lori Lynn Mann, or their guest today, call into the show at 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. Now back to Relation Slips.
Hi there. Well, we're having a great deal of fun here talking about transitions, and we're making the point that transitions are. They are inevitable. They're not going to change. I mean, they will always change, but they'll never go away because always we're changing. So we're talking with our wonderful guest, Claire, about how, in fact, she made such a huge change to come back to where you were in the beginning. And you asked a good question, Lori, about the dating thing and the inbred cycles.
Okay. During the commercial break, we were just gabbing with Claire about how we're getting a lot of Facebook and Twitter comments about like people on The Bachelor and Bachelor in Paradise, former seasons, dating each other, like an incest family, but it's not all these weird jokes about like, why are they all hooking up with each other? And because there's multiple seasons. I mean, The Bachelor and The Bachelorette reality shows on ABC are a franchise now. I mean, and the spinoff show Bachelor in Paris. And these are all gorgeous, fit, educated, smart, personable, funny people.
Single.
They're all... See, yep. And they're single. Yeah. So why wouldn't they date each other? But the question is why? So what's your theory on that, Claire?
My theory is, at least I know I can speak a lot for the women, but maybe the men have a different ulterior motive. But I think that for the women, it's, and for a lot of the guys too, I guess, it's to each other, we're just regular people. And we know we've been through the same situation and or similar situations. And so... Like to Graham, I'm just Claire. I'm not Claire from The Bachelor. Or to me, he's not Graham from The Bachelorette. He's just Graham. And or
you're
Michelle
siding
or Cody.
One
or,
of the, one of the guys that you dated publicly on the show. So just for the listeners listening in, like, this is a guy who appeared on the show, but also knows who you mm-hmm. are. And so isn't just mm-hmm. taking that for granted. He really knows the real you. So you felt yeah. comfortable and you could trust him, the key word of today's show.
And not only that, but I think too, mm-hmm. Claire, there must be some feeling of comfort within the ranks. We all kind yeah. of know each other. We've been through this mm-hmm. and we know all the way it's supposed to be and how it's supposed to feel, but we also know mm-hmm. it's very challenging. And so, you yeah. know, in that sense, I think many of us get into where our ego becomes much more vulnerable and our energy becomes much more apathetic. We're not sure what to do with all this. So I think that there's a, yeah, safety of kind of like misery loves company kind of thing, or mm-hmm. fame loves company.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? And it's, you're not judged for being Claire from The Bachelor. You're judged on, this is Claire, you know?
Yeah.
So it makes it a little bit more easy to, you know, to be in that space, I think.
Yeah, it makes us like one of us. I mean, we all kind of mm-hmm. belong to the same club, so to speak, because we've all been put through a very public ringer at some level. And so mm-hmm. there's a lot of exposure of exposing who we really are, including our vulnerabilities and all that stuff. So I think that's one reason why people would choose to hang around with each other, because that thing about being safe and being trusting is really important.
Mm-hmm. So speaking about exactly. hanging around each other, I want to go into some more of our Facebook comments okay. To kind of create this community dialogue about transition, because we all deal with it. Yes, we're talking to a reality star right now, Claire, whom we love, but we're also mm-hmm. talking about other things that people transition in and out of. It might be sickness or substance abuse or a relationship pitfall or a job change. So here on Facebook, Kim chimed in, and I want to read her note here. Okay. She said about transition, I think that for me, once I make up my mind, I tend to only make up my mind. I don't change other things. I found that I need to be more flexible and less controlling once I've decided to make a change. Old habits for me are the hardest thing to change, and the new life that evolves without the old habits is really hard to accept. Yeah, Bobby, we were talking about this yeah. is one of the key things here is
resistance
that
to change.
Resistance. Yeah. She says, I believe, especially after a recent hospital stay, that once I make up my mind to make a change, I can remain fluid and not rigid.
Oh, I love that.
This girl knows what she's talking about.
Yeah.
The change
Good
will
words.
Be less dramatic. Okay, Kim, you heard it from Claire. She likes this. Uh-huh.
I For love me, it. It's like that willow tree, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Like a willow tree. Bends with the wind.
Yeah. I love this. She says, if I can remain fluid, it'll be less dramatic. For me, it's a lifestyle change. I always used to worry about how I'm going to feel if this, or how I'll handle that, or what I'm going to do, et cetera, et cetera. So I came out of the hospital with a new lease on life. Oh, wow. I like that. And I'm just going to go with the flow. I feel younger, less stressed, and optimistic instead of afraid or anxious. Wow. I think once you've made a decision, if you allow the decision and all of its changes to take place in their time, not yours, the chance for depression is less.
Wow.
You have to believe in your choices. And if you make it far enough to want a change, then you have to get behind it 100%. No looking back. Wow, what a great
I love it. And you know, here again,
thank you, Kim.
Thank you, Kim. It all sounds like a kind of a paradox, you know, safe, flexible, you know, been with the wind, like you were saying, Claire. But by the mm-hmm. same token, stick by your guns. So, you know, life is full of paradoxes. Mm-hmm. It's like we can be flexible and fluid and yet very committed to saying, yes, I love you very much, and no, I will not go back to the way I was. I know you'd like that. I know you're comfortable. And I choose not to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bobby and I love to talk about tools that people can take home with them, the take homes of each program, right? I mean, who wants to read a self-help book or hear a lecture without any like real deal stuff? I told Bobby, I'm like, look, we got a lot of knowledge here, but we got to give people the tools to actually, you know, take action. And one of the things that we've said before, Bobby and I believe in, is don't defend it, just explain it.
Exactly. And you don't have to say things like, well, I have to do this. No, you don't have to do anything. You have to die and pay taxes, but you don't have to do that. I think it's much more truthful to say, I choose to make this change because that's the decision I've made, and I want some flexibility within this, but I also need to have a sense that I know my direction and going in that way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So there's a term in psychology we've talked about before called cognitive dissonance. People are like, what is that? You brainiac, stop giving us this psychobabble. Okay. Well, this is what is that cognitive dissonance is all about. Cognitive dissonance is a discomfort that we experience when things are not in accordance with our emotions, our feelings, our bodily sense, these sorts of things that don't fit.
Right.
So when we're changing or having a transition, we feel icky or uncomfortable because things aren't in alignment. So we do some things to protect this sense, because that's what our ego always does, is that we protect. In Freudian sense, that's what we do.
Right.
It's a defense mechanism to protect ourselves, to keep everything simple and easy and predictable and homeostasis, back to center.
Right, right.
So, Bobby, you talk about cognitive dissonance a lot.
Right.
And what do you think is really going on there when somebody's experiencing that phraseology?
I think the thing that is, I think particularly like for you, Claire, coming back into a situation with a lot of things in your experience that were never there before, a lot of exposure, a lot of really feeling that you're out there kind of on the limb by yourself, and suddenly people look at you like, whoa, you've really changed, and a part of you is saying, well, yeah, I'm changed, but I'm still me. But both can be true. And so that's the thing about cognitive dissonance. Both can actually be true. So have you experienced that yourself in trying to explain to other people how you really are now that you've come off this show?
Yeah, I think with the changes that I went through and the growth that I experienced, I when I got back, I fought it. And I still do have that part in me where I want to say, I'm still the same Claire. But there's also that part of me that wants to say, I've changed, and thank you for acknowledging that, because I have changed.
Yes.
I've learned stuff. I've grown. Like, thank you for recognizing that, because I have, and I am. And I think, I mean, what's the alternative to that? Hey, you're same old, boring wit, you know?
Stagnant.
Like, guys walk all over you, or you still have so much anxiety, you stay in your house. Like, I'm glad I've changed, because I don't have that anxiety anymore. I don't let men walk all over me and me just kind of like smile and be like, it's okay. Like, I'm grateful for the change, and I accept the change. And so if you want to say I'm different or whatever, it's growth.
Yes,
and
so you say thank you to growth.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes,
I like that. I like the thanks that you're giving to that energetic space. So, those that are just tuning in, we're talking to Claire Crawley from ABC's The Bachelor and Bachelor in Paradise. So she was really created a media sensation when she told off Juan Pablo the Bachelor in the final episode. She put her hands up and said, you know, a couple things to him, and I told her, I'm like, Claire, you got to brand that. This is like your hands up hashtag. Hands up. And I saw you do that on Bachelor in Paradise too, when you're having a conversation with somebody, like, no. You know what I'm talking about.
Well, and I think what that's really underscoring is, you know where your boundaries are, Claire. I think your boundaries have become much more clear to you because of your life experiences and being out there fully exposed to all these people and getting a lot of criticism, getting a lot of, here's what you should do. So you're very clear now. These are my boundaries. This is where I want to be. That's who I am.
Yeah, and it's very, very empowering to be able to say, like, this is what I want, this is what I stand for, this is what I'll accept and not accept, and will I bend and flex and, you know, take what life has to give? Totally, but I have my core values, and I have what I will and won't put up with.
Yeah.
And I just wish that I learned it sooner, you know, because it's such an empowering feeling, and it's such a refreshing feeling once you know where you stand. I mean, even in relationships, you guys, it's when you know where you stand versus like, what are we? What are we doing? Like, it's so uncomfortable. But if you just own it and live in it, it's kind of like, this is where I am. Bring it on.
So, Claire, if you could give a few words of wisdom to a lot of the young people are listening to our show today, in terms of they're probably saying, yeah, I hear what you're saying, but how do I start really feeling that way? How do I tell people, well, I know I'm different because I am changing, but in one way I'm still myself, but I'm changing too. So what would be your so-called advice to particularly young women who are listening in?
Well, like we talked about earlier, I think trusting your gut, and whether other people think it's right or wrong, that's your truth, and you have to establish what that baseline of your truth is and own it. And even if, I mean, there's nobody's not everybody's going to like it, and not everybody's going to think that it's okay and cool or right or wrong, whether it's your parents or whether it's your friends. But if it's your truth and it's what you believe in your core, own it and just,
I love that. Embrace it,
you know?
So, listeners, I hope you are really listening to what Clara's saying, because Clara's had a lot of life experiences that none of us else will probably even have. And yet what you're saying is, know what you want, trust yourself, and go for it.
Yeah.
Don't defend it, just do it. So that's one of our tools from today's show. So Claire, thank you so much for joining us. I think the listeners really can relate. People think like someone's been on reality TV or in the limelight, like, oh, they're untouchable, but you are a real deal girl. Like you really are. You know ego and spirit. You have the vulnerability to speak about it in a public space, and you're true to who you are. So thanks for joining us. And if you have more questions for Claire after the show, continue to message us, tweet us, because we're going to stay engaged via social media. Oh, relate. Relation Slips on Twitter or Facebook.com, Relation Slips Radio Show. Claire, thanks so much, and we're going to definitely stay in touch with you.
Take care,
Claire. Thank you, Bobby and Laura. It's been a pleasure talking with you guys again.
No problem. Stay tuned. We have more from Bobby and myself about transitions after the break.
Streaming live. The leader in internet talk radio. VoiceAmerica.com. Families today face unique challenges. Marriage, parenting, and family forms have changed a lot in the last century. Family Matters with Dr. Virginia Collin will focus on building and maintaining healthy family relationships. We will discuss marriage, divorce, family mediation, parenting, lifestyles, and mental health. All kinds of family matters. Our show will feature guest experts and your participation, too. You can listen to Family Matters live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Variety.
What if there was a radio show that could demonstrate how we can cut your taxes in half without diminishing needed government services? One that could explain how to create tens of millions of jobs at no cost to taxpayers, as well as fantastic yet easily affordable health care. Side effects include cutting crime rates nationwide, providing better education for our children, international peace and harmony, and protecting your private, personal data from government intrusion. Tune in to Libertarians Working for You with Arvind Vora, weekdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
You are listening to Relation Slips. To reach Dr. Bobby Sommer, Lori Lynn Mann, or their guest today, call into the show at 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. Now back to Relation Slips.
Welcome back to the show, Relationships, where we talk slips, where we talk about when ships become slips. See, I even slip it up in my own tongue. This is why we talk on the show all the time, Bobby, about imbalance, ego, and spirit, when relationships become relation slips. We were just talking in the last few segments to Claire Crawley, who joined us from ABC's The Bachelor and The Bachelor in Paradise. She's been a great guest for our show because we had her on at the beginning of our series a while back when she talked about what it was like to go through a public breakup on national TV, the ego and spirit swishing around of becoming offensive and defensive during a breakup, which everybody can relate to. And today specifically, we're talking about transition. How to manage transition in your life. For many, you'll experience transition in the future, or you're currently in transition right now. You've probably experienced multiple episodes of transition, whether you noted it at the time to be a transition. Sometimes they're slow, sometimes they're abrupt. You know, we're all aging constantly, right? Our cells are turning over. And you might look in the mirror on a daily basis and think like, oh, I don't see anything. But if you don't look in the mirror for 10 years and then one day you see it, you're like, whoa.
Even for 10 days.
Hello. And in some cases with the stressful culture, 10 days.
Yeah. Well, you know, we were talking earlier about cognitive dissonance. And I think that's really an important thing to do in terms of being in the middle of a transition yourself. And then, for example, let's say that I know you're getting ready to move to New York or whatever. And I would feel duty bound and say, oh, I don't, that's a long way to go. I mean, you don't know anybody there. The weather's different. People are different. This may not be a really good move for you, Lori.
So if this was the case, or do you know, hypothetical here, I might say something like, hey, Bobby, I appreciate your concern. You know, this is what I plan to do. I got a job transfer there. I've already picked out a place. I'm really into the arts and culture scene, so I plan on really enlivening my spirit by going to museums and these sorts of things. This is a personal choice I've made, blah, blah, blah. So what I'm doing is I'm explaining my choice, yeah, but I'm not defending it.
And that is a really, really key point here in terms of some of the key things we want our guests to take away with today. And that is, if you're in the middle of a change, discuss this with your significant others. And that could be just good friends, people that live next door to you that hate to see you move as a neighbor. But explain to people why you're choosing it and why you're changing directions, but you don't have to defend your cause. Mm-hmm. If somebody says, well, you know what, this may be the biggest mistake you ever make in your life, and so your response needs to be something like, could be. And that's the risk I'm willing to take. Because when you say, could be, I don't know, it could be, but you know what, I'm willing to pay the price. People, that's a showstopper. What can people say to that? You're saying, okay, I'll pay the price.
Oh, yeah. So you're really sticking to your guns. Remember, you have to be balanced before this conversation. So some deep breaths that are really cleansing energetically are a couple tools we always say to balance out that frantic state.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we become on guard when somebody attacks. So even if it's a small attack with a couple of words exchanged, we instantly tighten up. Maybe a lot of time with people, their gut tract tightens.
Yep.
That's why people have intestinal issues, or their neck or back tightens. That's why people are constantly having pains in the neck and the back, or going to a chiropractor. So you have to be aware of, where is my body right now? How am I reacting before you react to anything? I really think that emotion stays in the body.
Of course it does.
And you have to start there. I was having a Facebook Twitter chat with some of the fans earlier about, where does it start? Does it start in the brain, or does it start in the body?
Yeah, interesting, is it? Or is there a difference?
You know, what comes first, chicken or the egg? But I'm all about mindfulness. That's one of the areas I practice in my therapy practice. So I am the biased person that says body first.
Yes.
Some people are very cognitive and go, nope, it's in the brain.
Well, the brain, the body, you know what? It's a connection. We don't have a mind and a body. We have a mind body. We have a body mind. They all absolutely work together. So when we're in the middle of transition and changing, we have to remind ourselves, this is really okay. Like Claire was saying, I like the fact that I'm changing. Thank you for noticing. I'm glad I'm changing in this direction. And yeah, it's kind of scary and it's very unfamiliar territory, but I don't mind treading that unfamiliar ground.
I love that. I love it because you're just explaining it again. Remember, don't get too defensive on this, guys. It's just explain. Explaining is just information. You're passing back and forth. So I feel like in this world, we have a lot of heated conversations with people because emotion gets in the way and we take everything personally sometimes when it's just information.
Yep.
So in this instance, you may feel threatened because you thought long and hard about this new job transfer or this new house you're going to buy in the country.
Or this new boyfriend you're dating.
Yeah.
You know?
You sucked it up and you joined the online dating scene. It was so scary, but you prepped yourself for 6 months and you finally did it. And then people attack and say, what are you doing? There's a bunch of crazies out there.
Don't you know what you're doing? Good Lord, you're exposed to all kinds of stuff out there.
And you're like, whoa, 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 wait. I just prepared myself for 6 months. I had talks with myself. I had pillow talk with myself about this in the shower while driving. I mean, do you have those conversations? Most of mine are while I'm in the shower or driving, I think.
Oh, absolutely. Well, we have that internal dialogue all the time. So listeners, I think what we're trying to say to everybody is, when you are in transition, and that'll be the most part of your life, when we are going through a transition, recognize, number one, here's where I am. Wow, I really am changing and I can feel it, and I don't know exactly whether it's good or bad, but I know it's there. It's like that song from West Side Story, something's coming, I can feel it kind of thing. And you can feel it building up in yourself.
You can.
And like you're saying, your body feedback system says, this is really exciting. And sometimes I have a hard time differentiating between excitement and scared. Because excitement's a little bit of both. It's anticipation, but a little trepidation both. So
oh, yeah.
It's the two.
I love that you say that, Bobby, because people mix them up a lot. But sometimes excitability can be a good thing. And sometimes it's a cue that there is fear or nervousness around something because our gut instinct gets in the way, in a good way sometimes, to prevent us from making a really impulsive decision
and
that's not thought through.
And to quote what Claire was saying, you know, be true to your own values. Know who you are. You know, stay with those values that are so core to you and to the people around you that you love and love you. Because that's where the really trust factor comes in so importantly in your life, is knowing who you can trust and when to be very forthcoming and very trusting yourself.
I think that this is a really valuable tool, once again, for listeners. Surround yourself with people that fully support you. So if you find yourself up against friends and family all the time explaining and defending, they're probably not really supporting your choices or who you really are.
You know, my motto is, I hang around people who think I'm pretty cool. Otherwise, I don't hang around too long. How about you?
Oh, I know. No, you want to get out of there.
Exactly.
It's uncomfortable.
Exactly.
So surrounding yourself really consciously, picking friends and a circle of people around you who support all areas and all dreams and all hopes. And that's part of picking a life partner too.
Absolutely. That's probably the most important thing, is being able to find somebody who doesn't mind going through transition with you. You can talk about it as you go, and you can say, it is kind of scary. It is kind of a weird thing. I can't predict exactly what you're going to do next, because now you're in a little different place and I'm not sure where that is.
Oh, yeah.
But I want to know, and I want to be here. So tell me what's going on with you, and really have those heart-to-heart conversations. You know, couples seem to have the lengthiest conversations in their life just before they decide to get a divorce.
Oh, yeah.
Just before they decide.
Yeah. These conversations could have been had months, years before.
Yeah, absolutely. And it wouldn't have come to a divorce or a separation.
Yeah. A lot of people say we just grew apart, he or she changed.
No, we didn't grow apart.
It doesn't happen.
We usually push people away from us. That's what usually happens.
So we're going to experience transitions throughout our life. When we talk about relationships and not becoming relation slips, perhaps really embodying today's message, which is managing the transition.
Yes.
So expect the transition with yourself and with your partner.
Anticipate, welcome.
Oh, yeah.
Be open to it. Like Claire said, bring it on.
Welcome it. Be open to it. Discuss it with your partner. This is changing for me, or I see this is changing for you. Have a talk about it.
Yeah.
Explain why you've chosen that direction. Have a team dialogue with your spouse or significant other. If this is a marriage or a union where you're wanting this to last, find a way to make it work.
I think it's so important for couples to say to each other, look, no matter what happens, I want you to know, I want this to work out.
I want this to work.
How do I want this to end? So listeners, when you're in the middle of a transition, say to yourself, how do I want this to end? If I could write my ending right now, what would it look like? What would it sound like?
And on that note, we're going to end today's program. So thanks so much for tuning in to Relation Slips. I'm Lori Lynn, signing off with Dr. Bobby Summer. Tweet us, Facebook us, keep the dialogue going, because we want to hear more about keeping your relationships from becoming relation slips.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Relation Slips. Make sure you join Dr. Bobby Summer and Lori Lynn Mann for another great show next Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. This week, turn your relation slip into the relationship that you want.